This language starts. You, Python, and your computer. Before you start writing, take a moment to understand the relationship between you, the programming language, and the computer. Imagine that you are a restaurant manager and that you have hired two foreign guys to cook for the restaurant, which is the program you want to create. The diners in your restaurant are the users of your program. The first guy is the chef who only knows one language that you do not know. He follows recipes to the letter, and he does not care if the recipe includes him jumping off the cliff. The guy is your computer. The second guy is the chef's personal translator who will translate the language you speak or write, which is Python, to the language the chef knows. This translator is strict and does not tolerate typos in the recipes he translates. If he finds any mistake, he will tell it right to your face, walk away with the chef, and leave things undone. He also does not care if the recipe tells the chef to run in circles until he dies. That is how they work. This guy is your programming language. Since it is a hassle to tell them the recipe while they cook, you decided to write a recipe book instead. That will be your program's code that the translator will read to the chef. Installing Python. You got two things to get to program in Python. First, get the latest release. Once you are done with the installation, you must get a source code editor. It's recommended that you get Notepad++. Version 2x or 3x. If you have already visited the Python website to download the program, you might have seen that there are two Python versions that you can download. As of this writing, the first version is Python 3.4.2, and the second is Python 2.7.8. About that, it is best that you get the latest version, which is version 3.4.2. The latest version or build will be the only one getting updates and fixes. The 2.7.8 was already declared as the final release for the 2x build. Beginners should not worry about it. It is recommended that the new Python programmers start with 3x or later before thinking about exploring the older versions of Python. Programming in interactive mode. Python has two modes. The first one is programming and the second one is interactive. You will be using the interactive mode for the first few chapters of the book. On the other hand, you will be using the programming mode on the last few chapters. In interactive mode, you can play around with Python. You can enter lines of code on it, and once you press enter, Python will immediately provide a feedback or execute the code you input. To access Python's interactive mode, go to the directory where you installed Python and open the Python application. If you're running on Windows, just open the Run prompt, enter Python, and click OK. In programming mode, you can test blocks of codes in one go. Use a source editor to write the programs, save it as a PY file, and run it as a Python program. In Windows, PY files will automatically associate with Python after you install Python. Due to that, you can just double-click the file, and it will run. Chapter 3 Statements. A program's code is like a recipe book. A book contains chapters, paragraphs, and sentences. On the other hand, a program's code contains modules, functions, and statements. Modules are like chapters that contain the recipes for a full course meal. Procedures or functions are like paragraphs or sections that contain recipes. Statements are like the sentences or steps in a recipe. To code a program with Python, you must learn how to write statements. Statements. Statements are the building blocks of your program. Each statement in Python contains one instruction that your computer will follow. In comparison to a sentence, statements are like the imperative sentences, which are sentences that are used to issue commands or requests. Unlike sentences, Python or programming languages in general has a different syntax or structure. Variables. As with any recipe, ingredients should always be present. In programming, there will be times that you would want to save some data in case you want to use them later in your program. And there is when variables come in. Variables are data containers. They are containers for your ingredients. You can place almost any type of data on them, like numbers or text. You can change the value contained by a variable anytime. And you can use them anytime as long as you need. Take note, you cannot just create any name for a variable. You need to follow certain rules to avoid receiving syntax errors when creating them. And they are: variable names should start with an underscore or a letter. Variable names must only contain letters, numbers, or underscores. Variable names can be one letter long or any length. Variable names must not be the same with any commands or reserved keywords in Python. Variable names are case sensitive. As a tip, always use meaningful names for your variables. It will help you remember them easily when you are writing long lines of code. Also, keep them short and use only one style of naming convention. Chapter 4 Basic Operators, Part 1. As of this moment, you have already seen three operators: assignment equals, addition plus, and subtraction minus operators. You can use operators to process and manipulate the data and variables you have, just like how chefs cut, dice, and mix their ingredients.